Somewhere Friday Night, The Turtles, from Soup, at least a great first half of an album, produced by Ray Davies. If you don't have it, I would recommend picking it up, if you like that kind of thing, of course. Of course, it's Saturday night in our live broadcast of Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. Hope you enjoyed baseball's hot stove league and all the big trades. How about that big one? Great trade. Coming at you live. We started out with Tommy's Holiday Camp. The Who from Tommy. We'll talk a little more about that album later. Into December, this is episode 90 of our ongoing, sometimes interrupted series, podcasts, usually coming at you with about 33 and a third minutes of music, little talk, occasional interview and call in. Phone lines are down tonight, unfortunately. I know a lot of you wanted to call in. I ran into a few people this week and said, I can't wait to call. Ah, you got to open the phone lines. I'm going to call in. I got a killer thing for you. Well, not tonight, I'm sorry to say. We approach the end of 2012 in the coming weeks. Holiday season swinging into gear. Holiday parties galore. Enjoy them, be safe. Don't get too drunk and say things you might regret to coworkers or their mates. You never know those kind of parties, what you might let out with in the holiday spirit. It has been an interesting year here. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to pull any punches. A little disappointing this year. I run into people. I see the numbers. Things, you know, everyone says it's doing great. Ah, love the site, man. Love the hall. This place isn't just about, you know, me putting on a show and a couple other folks putting on a show. You are the show. Get with it, will ya? Slow down a little bit. Holidays are coming up. Need to get away. That's what we're here for. Tonight, I'm pulling from the last bin in my record collection here at the Velvet Underground. Stephanie Sitz.
Stephanie says that she wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now. Stephanie says, when answering the phone, what country shall I say is calling from across the world? But she. It's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. Stephanie says that she wants to know.
She wants to know
why it is, though she's the door. She can't be the room.
Stephanie says,
but doesn't hang up the phone. What seashell sea is calling from across the world? But she. Between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. They're asking, is it good or bad? It's such an icy feeling.
Homemade special. You know his glass is full of sand. And it feels just like a jaybird. The way it fits into his hand. He rolled a blade up in his trick towel. They slapped their hands against the wall. You never trip, you never stumble. He's walking Spanish down the hall. Slip him a picture of our Jesus, or give him a spoon to dig a hole. But all it done ain't no one's business, but any blankets for the cold. They dim the lights over on Broadway. Even the king is bowed his head. Never face looks right up at Mason. He's walking Spanish down the hall. The teller's screeching for a blind pig. Punk Sanders carved it out of wood. He never sang when he got hoodwinked. They tried it all, but he never would. Tomorrow morning there'll be laundry, but he'll be somewhere else to hear the call. don't say goodbye. He's just leaving early. He's walking Spanish down the hall.
T-Rex, Jeepster, from the Slider album. A highly rated album that I have always had trouble getting into besides the three killer T-Rex songs. Possibly the only three T-Rex songs I need. Jeepster, Mambo Sun, and of course the exquisite Get It On. Get It On is a song that works every time I hear it on the radio. One of the greatest radio songs ever, if you ask me. You didn't ask me, I'm sorry. Before that, we heard... Before I go back, I'll get on to Tom Waits, Walking Spanish from Rain Dogs, and Velvet Underground, Stephanie Says from the VU album. But quick thing, what is it? How do people dig? I don't understand what there is to like about the T-Rex songs that don't have... That one beat, that one approach of Get It On, the other two songs I mentioned. They're like mellow songs by him. They're like not as good as Bowie songs, not even close. They're not even as good as Donovan songs. They're better than bad Donovan songs. Oh, we're stupid lyrics about star children and stuff like that. Not a fan of that kind of T-Rex. He's not artist. Tom Waits, Walking Spanish, from the Rain Dogs album. I just love the way that song sounds. It's also a song that kind of captures that the spirit of Tom Waits that I enjoy so much from his movie roles. And Stephanie Says, from the unreleased VU album that would become VU in the 80s sometime. Love that arrangement. I kind of wish I could better marry that arrangement with the lyrics and the really downbeat nature of the version from Berlin. What's it called? Somebody else saying something, right? Not Stephanie, is it? Stefan. Wouldn't you? I don't know. I like the more downbeat, depressing lyrics from Berlin. Good stuff, though. What a great find that album was, if it was indeed a find. Keep things moving. We heard some XTC from Go Plus in the background doing We Kill the Beast. There's a song all on its own, The Dictionary of Modern Marriage. Also XTC. You sound familiar. Thank you. I could never love another after loving you on Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. Pulling records from the final bin in my vinyl collection. Starting with the late R's. Begins actually that bin is halfway through my Roxy collection. Now I've got some other bins with odds and sods, but this is kind of my... a lot of my top collection stuff in these, you know, main... six bins. This is bin number six I'm pulling from tonight. That was from the awesome three-album anthology set, which I bought probably when I was about 13, sometime about 75, 76, whenever that stuff came out. Got a lot of mileage out of those three records. It's also an equally great set by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Stevie Wonder one's not as good. Stevie's really sketchy in the early days, and it doesn't get into his kind of solo visionary stuff. Excuse the pun. Todd Rundgren, Pride of Upper Darby, right outside of Philadelphia, did It Wouldn't Have Made Any Difference from Something Anything. And XTC's A Dictionary of Modern Marriage, kind of remix of Battery Brides on Go Plus.
See something that looks like a star, and it's shooting up.
We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt this song for a minute here. Beware.
Tommy, can you hear me?
This is the exact moment when Tommy falls apart for me, and this is early on in the song Christmas.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Christmas gets off to such a killer start.
Yeah! Tommy, can you hear me?
How about when he does that Jesus, he doesn't know who Jesus is and what praying is. He doesn't know who Jesus is. Whatever that part is. I can't sing like Daughtry. I wish I could. Okay. Now, it redeems itself a little bit. The see-me-feel-me thing I can handle throughout Tommy. Especially, you know, toward the end when it gets the whole listening to you, I see the magic or whatever the lines are there. I feel the heat, whatever he's going on about there. That I can take. Part's nice. Listen to it. Right. Listening to you part coming up, right? That's what you wish. Instead, you're gonna get this.
Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can you hear me?
There it is, the dumbest note ever committed to rock.
Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You happy now that Pete's getting to sing more, guys? How many cool Who fans? By cool Who fans, I mean the kind of people who hang out here. Which, of course, makes you not that cool. But how many cool Who fans growing up heard the first couple times when Pete sang lead and said, man, Who sellout? Man, if only Pete got to sing more, man. Roger's kind of cheesy now. I'm starting to catch on to this. I'm not going for the fringe jacket and the mic swinging anymore. The Jesus hair from Woodstock. I want to hear Pete sing more. He's cool. He sounds really sensitive. He sounds like how I feel. I want to hear Pete sing more. And then you get that Tommy, can you hear me part. There it is. You happy now? Are you happy that Pete Townsend gained the confidence to sing that part? Pushing Roger aside. Sorry, Roger, I gotta take this part. I don't think you can hit it with the right feeling. Well, I'm happy you could stick around tonight on Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In, our 90th episode. Long, slow creep to the century mark. Hope your holidays are off to a swinging start. Don't be too cool for school. Play the fool now and then. You'll feel better for it. So will I. Can see.
And still those little things remain that bring me happiness or pain. A cigarette that bears a lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I somehow knew that this had to be. The winds of March that make dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. Gardenia perfume lingering on a pillow, while strawberries only seven.
such things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded, the Île-de-France with all the girls around it, the beauty that is spring, these foolish things remind me of you. I know that this was bound to be, these things have haunted me, for you've entirely enchanted me. The sigh of midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings, these foolish things remind me of you. First daffodils and long excited whistling as the last bar closes, the song that Crosby sings, these foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me that seem to bring you so near to me. The scent of molding leaves the way.